Just like to say a word about Asar B'Teves and then move over into the sugya. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Peis Yomim Shemesanim Bohem points out that the Tzom of Asar B'Teves is more complex than a Tzom only on the Matzor on Yerushalayim of Nebuchadnezzar. The Machaber points out B'Ches B'Teves Nichtava HaTorah Yevonis B'Yemei Talmai HaMelech Hayachoshech ba'olam gimel yamim, ubetes b'teves lo noda ezehi hatzara she'iraba. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that we have a tradition, ubeslichos shelanu, we said this morning, Isa shemeit Ezra hasofer. The Taz over here amends this, that it's Nehemiah hasofer. In other words, that ches b'teves is the day of the Targum Hashivim, Tes B'Teves is the day of the Misa of Ezra ben Nehemiah, and then Yud B'Teves is the Matzor on Yerushalayim. And we're noheg, as we saw in the Slichos, to commemorate all three events with one tzom, rather than fasting 3 days consecutively. I think that one can say over here something about the Tzad HaShaveh between those three events. That the death of Ezra ben Nehemiah, normally we're not some on the yortzeit of a gadol, maybe a hilula like Bashim Bar Yochai, but generally there's not a tzom on the yortzeit of a gadol. Ezra and Nehemiah are not just gedolim. Ezra and Nehemiah represent the end of Torah shebichsav, the end of Tanakh. The Ezra and Nehemiah represent the end of the tkufa of Ruach HaKodesh, to the degree that it would be canonized, that it would be a message Gedorot. The Targum HaShivim represents a change in terms of not just a translation of the Torah, but in terms of what is lost in translation. And then, of course, we have the Churban being symbolized by the first stage of the Churban, namely the Matzor. Namely, the common denominator over here is a sense of Klal Yisrael's losing part of their uniqueness. The part of our uniqueness was that Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated with us in a very, very direct manner. First via Nevi'im, and then via Ruach HaKodesh, and all of those communications that were Shayach Ledoros were put into the Tanakh. That period ended on us, on this period, on this tkufa of Tes B'Teves. The Torah, when we speak about Torah as being hafochva, hafochva dekulaba, in terms of shivim panim l'Torah, histakel bo'oraisa ubora alma, all of that is in terms of the Torah as it was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eish shchora agabi eish levana, anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara in Shabbos is Doresh Ana Navshi Ksivis Yahavis. That the Torah represents to a certain degree the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put it into words. And when it's turned into Targum Hashivim, then it becomes a book of ancient history, ancient philosophy, a bestseller. I think it's still a bestseller, or did what was it? Was it over? Harry Potter overridden, surpassed the Tanakh. In any case, it takes away the uniqueness. Thank you, I forgot this name. It takes away I forgot to spell on me. It takes away the uniqueness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And the Shekhinah, the concept of living in the presence of the Shekhinah, the moment that Nebuchadnezzar was able to put a matzar on Yerushalayim, that was an unending matzar that only ended in Churban, then you know it points out that we lost Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha on the level of Yerumi Mecha Kol Amei Haaretz, and so something to think about in terms of what was lost, and brings about of course a Cheshbon Nefesh of its own. Rabbi Simon in his Imrei Baruch quotes an explanation of the Sidur Chasam Sofer. If someone can find for me the Sidur Chasam Sofer someday, I'd be very, very interested. I've looked for it high and low, and every time I go to Rabbi Simon, I forget to ask him where is the Sidur of the Chasam Sofer. But he quotes a Siddur Chasam Sofer that explains the Shita of the Avud Raham. The Shita of the Avud Raham is quoted in the Beis Yosef that were Asar B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos, in other words, were we to have Kiddush Al Pi HaRi'iyah, and Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. So, in other words, as opposed to when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. The question is, why would the world would we fast on Asar B'Teves on Shabbos and not fast on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? And the Siddur Chasam Sofer says there are two types of tzomot. A tzom that relates to the past and purely to the past, that is not Docha Shabbos. Shabbos is Docha the tzom. But a tzom that relates to the future, namely, for example, a Tainus Chalom, that we're afraid of what's going to be, and therefore we fast in order to be able to prevent something from happening in the future, that is even on Shabbos, because that's our Onek Shabbos. Our Onek Shabbos is fasting to prevent a tragedy from occurring. Asar B'Teves, according to the Siddur Chasam Sofer, according to the Avud Raham, is such a fast on the future. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Asar B'Teves determines what is going to be the status of the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. And in the year of the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided on Asar B'Teves that on Tisha B'Av the Beis HaMikdash, 2 years hence, is going to be destroyed. And the Chasam Sofer says that every year on Asar B'Teves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reopens the issue. What's going to be on Tisha B'Av? Is there going to be a Churban HaBayis or is there going to be a Binyan HaBayis? And therefore the Tzom of Asar B'Teves is to try and preempt Churban, is to try and turn around the Churban to a Binyan, that we're davening for the future, not only for the past. And so I think, you know, it's sort of an Elu Ve'elu. One has to realize what the Churban represents in terms of the nature of the relationship of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nature of Ruach HaKodesh that we've lost, the concept of Eish Shchor Agabi Eish Levana, Ana Navshi Kasivis Yahavis, what we've lost in terms of the ability to learn Torah properly the moment that it has the aspect of a Targum, and of course the what we've lost in terms of Golas HaShchina, which began with the Matzor, the ten Goliot of the Shechina, that all is something to be misbonin on, and you know it's in terms of the Chasam Sofer, so I'm saying the Avud Raham, to daven, to use today to daven for Emir Tzashem, Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Mehera, that this will be the last year will have been the last Tisha B'Av that would represent Churban. Okay.